Welcome into this initial New Jersey AESSB podcast. Hopefully, this will be the first of many podcasts from the chapter Leadership to keep our members informed regarding current safety and health issues affecting all of us. My name is Cristiano Godoy, and I am the chair of the Standing Committee of Hispanic Outreach Safety for the chapter. Today, I'm joined by Ronnie Jabor, CEO of United Safety Net, which is located in Boston, Massachusetts. Ronnie recently was selected by National Safety Council on September 27 of 2020 for the prestigious Rising Star of Safety 40 Under 40 Award. Congratulations, Ronnie. That is quite a distinction. Ronnie, before we start, tell our audience a little bit more about yourself and United Safety Net. What is your background and expertise, especially in the construction industry?
Thanks, Cristiano, for this great opportunity to be here talking to you guys. My name is Ronnie Jabor. I am from Brazil. I have been living here in the United States for about 17 years. I'm an authorized OSHA safety trainer since 2008. I worked in construction for 8 years. I did framing for 2 years, also did siding for 2 years. And then I was a roofer for another 4 years, where I saw a lot of accidents happen. I saw a lot of unsafe conditions in the job site. So, and then at this time, I decided to help my community, teaching them how to work safely. So then was when I became an OSHA safety, authorized safety trainer. I already trained more than 20,000 workers in construction safety. Now, usually I teach in Portuguese and Spanish. And in the year of 2008, I opened my business, which is called United Safety Net. We teach here in Portuguese, English, and Spanish safety training for construction workers community.
What a great background, Ronnie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ronnie, you've been doing this for quite a while. So please tell us your vision for the workplace safety and how it has evolved over the years regarding employee safety. Specifically, what are employers doing now to ensure work safety on the job site that maybe wasn't always the case in the past?
What I have seen is that the business owners, especially the construction company owners, have been more concerned about safety of their workers, especially now with the increase of inspection, with the citation prices going up. In addition, today we don't have so many good professionals available on the market. So employers are taking even more care of their workers. Awareness has increased a lot, and I believe we safety trainers, I'm pretty sure that we are also responsible for that, because we are teaching these people how to work safely, and we are showing them the benefit of work safely. And I see that they are doing better. The company owners, they are trying to improve.
OSHA notes that on the job fatalities have been rising in recent years. For example, from 4,821 in 2014 to 5,250 deaths in 2018, an increase of 90% over the 5-year period. How do you see the Hispanic community affected by this increase? Are employers make an effort to put resource in providing language-specific training and publications for the bilingual employees, especially the Hispanic community?
Cristiano, unfortunately, the numbers of fatality has gone up. However, I see that employers have been careful to provide training in Spanish and Portuguese for workers who speak Portuguese and Spanish. So this is one of the reasons that I work so much. Because I teach trainings in Portuguese and Spanish. So what I see today is the company owners, they want to make sure that the workers, they understand the safety training, because they want to make sure that the workers, they will work safely.
In your opinion, are workers adapting better now than in the past to company compliance requirements and following OSHA construction standards? What type or types of behavioral changes have you seen at the job site? I think it is important to point out that all employees have a responsibility to comply with all safety requirements. Also, what about the quality of training and the results?
Yes, our workers today, they have followed regulation with less resistance. Old school workers, they think, I have been doing this for 30 years. Nothing even happened to me. So I know what I'm doing. And unfortunately, this causes a lot results and a lot of accident and fatalities. Workers today tend to listen more and follow the regulation more easily. That's what I have been seeing. Of course, there is always exception in everything, but this is what I have seen. Today's workers, it's a little bit easy to deal with them. I also believe that the training with all the technology in our favor has helped a lot and gain in quality as well.
Ronnie, due to the pandemic that we are living right now, how are employers approaching continuing production and at the same time protecting their staff? Are they following OSHA and CDC guidelines? What is other issue would you like to add based in your experience in the field?
What I have seen is the companies, they are trying to work according to OSHA and CDC guidelines. But also, I have seen a lot of companies not providing, for example, enough masks for their workers. And the big thing is, I have seen, especially, I'm talking about construction site. I'm a construction safety specialist, so I know about more about construction. So what I see is that the workers, they are not trained how to wear the mask. I see workers wearing the mask, you know, the mask, it is blue and the white. So the white part will go inside and the blue part will go outside. So I have seen people using the white for outside and the blue for inside. I have seen workers wearing the respirator, the mask upside down. So I see they wearing this mask. It's supposed to be blue outside. It's brown. It's black outside. It's so dirty. So it looks like they don't know when they have to change. So basically what I see is, unfortunately, construction workers, where I have doing some visit and some job sites for inspections, they are not using it correctly. They are not trained how to wear the mask. They don't know when to change the mask. I believe that the some of company owners, they just think, here's the mask, wear, and we all set. And this is not enough. You have to train your workers how to wear the mask, how to keep it clean. You know, I'm not sure if it's possible to keep that one clean, but at the least to have a replacement for your mask when needed.
I completely agree with you, Ronnie. I also, I noticed we all learning through this pandemic, right? A lot of people, you know, never used mask before. Now we all need to use and also follow the safety distance guidelines.
I wasn't just one little thing here. Unfortunately, at this pandemic time, my son, he got sick and I have to spend 5 days with him in a hospital. Massachusetts has the best hospital of the world. And I was in one of those top five hospital. I'm not going to say the name, but one of the top five hospital of the world, not of the state. And the nurses, some of them were wearing the mask in the wrong position, was upside down, white part outside and the blue inside. I came to talk to one of them and I said, how often do you wear your masks? She said, since I work in the hospital. When I asked her, do you know how to wear the mask? She said, of course I know. Can you see my face? I said, yes, I can. Are you trained how to wear a mask? She said, no, I never received any training how to wear the mask. Why are you asking me this question? Then I told her,
I'm an authorized OSHA safety trainer, and your mask, it's not correct. And she said, how it's not correct? I told her, did you know that this white part has to be inside and the blue outside? Did you know this is upside down? This little plastic here has to be on your nose. This is to go on your nose where you are going to adjust. She said, I didn't know. Nobody never told me this. I was like, I'm not on a regular hospital. I am on one top five hospital of the world, you know? So I was like in shock. I said, how is that possible? She works in one of the best hospital of the world and she doesn't have a safety training how to wear mask. I didn't believe, to be honest with you. Then I spoke with another one that was wearing wrong. She told me the same thing. Then I came to spoke with another one. I was like, it could not be true, but unfortunately, yes, it is.
Ronnie, before I let you go, can you please provide our listeners with some contact information? I am very confident that this valuable Q&A session will generate some additional discussion.
My telephone number, it is 978-767-0630. My email, this is info@unitedsafetynet.com, or they can visit our website, unitedsafetynet.com. It's going to be a pleasure to help. If you guys have any question and want to talk to me, please feel free to give me a call or send me an email. And it was a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ronnie. And thank you to our listeners for today's podcast. This is Cristiano Godoy saying adios and reminding you to stay safe, both on the job and at home as well. Thank you.